Greetings in the glorious, powerful, mighty, and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today, Good Friday, a sacred day, and every day can be sacred for us, but this day especially, the day that Jesus Christ died for us. Something that we can never put into words, something so glorious that allows us to become children of God and live with Him forever. I do want to briefly talk about the death of Jesus Christ. It is sacred. And at the same time, today we have the Holy Spirit because of His death, because He rose again, because He redeemed us. We now can become children of God, of course, but more than that, have the Holy Spirit every day, forever. Him, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. So wonderful. And so, while we always, forever, for eternity, will be in awe and honoring Jesus Christ's death of what He's done for us, we also can celebrate the fact that He's alive. Amen. Jesus is alive. And the whole gospel, it's that He's alive, so we're alive. He lives, so we live. And we reign, and we have the victory. We have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus shed His blood 7 times, which is the perfect number, perfectly fulfilling God's, His holiness and redeeming mankind. It's something that, our finite minds have some trouble grasping this whole concept, and it really can only become real to us, of course, through the Holy Spirit. But when we have this new life in Him, and our spirit person is alive, then these things, these truths, can become truly real to us and part of us, impact, but not just impact. They are us. We now are children of God. We have Jesus Christ living in and through us, and these glorious truths and revelations that are eternal and so vast and deep that we can never comprehend them, they are part of us now. More than those things, He is our all in all. He is our everything. He is the glorious, the Lord of all, that we are now partakers of Him, partakers of the divine nature. So when we talk about Jesus shedding His blood 7 times, we talk about when we look into these wonderful truths that God made man in His own image and made him perfect and holy, is something beyond what we can comprehend, that God did that and gave man a free will. Man chose to sin, and so there's a dilemma. God has to redeem mankind. How does He do that? We see through the whole Old Testament all the sacrifices of animals that I just read another one today. It was just briefly read I believe it's Numbers 19, about all the sacrifices and shedding of blood. And our mortal minds, when we think about that, it's kind of hard to accept that, isn't it? For our, call it our human nature, before being redeemed, before finding the Holy Spirit, someone could look at that and say, look at these animals. I say this with great reverence, but someone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit could look at all the sacrifices in the Old Testament and say, look at these animals being killed and their blood is shed, and it's continual in the Old Testament. You see this just over and over, the sacrifices. And I'm not an expert on the sacrifices, but there's many of them. And so these animals are killed. People could look at that and say, oh, this is just awful. It's offensive. And we know that that's a theme in the New Testament, talking about how the cross is an offense. It's hard for us to think that Jesus Christ died, that God came to earth as a man and died for us, that the people killed him and abused him and beat him and mocked him and ridiculed and just awful. They beat him. They with the cord of nine tails, which had the broken bits of glass and pottery, glass and metal on the ends of it that ripped the flesh. He was beaten, flogged, I believe is the word, but beaten 39 times. 40 was intended to kill someone. This is Jesus Christ. He was on the cross for 6 hours. That's in the Bible. He was 6 hours. Approximately from, I believe it was 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or it may have been noon. In our time, noon to 6. Noon to 6. Or it may have been, I need to look this up, but it was 6 hours. He was ridiculed and mocked and scorned and blasphemed. It's hard for us to comprehend this. The cross, it's offensive. It's so in the Old Testament, these are just animals being killed. I mean, that's, you know, today in our society, many people would object to that. Those are animals. What about Jesus Christ? What about God Himself, the Son of God, treated this way? That it reveals the whole truth that this world and our existence in this world, we are only here temporarily. We are pilgrims. This is not our home. The gospel is antithetical to the world system and so that's why notice one of my themes I always talk about, how 70% of the world is unsaved. They don't accept the gospel. They don't see it. They don't. We are fortunate that we found the Holy Spirit, that Jesus saved us. This glorious sacrifice that for all eternity will be celebrated and honored. Amen.